Congratulations. Well, you've withstood another first part of the Gary Owens Music Guy feed.
A little unusual because I couldn't find my microphone, and I still don't have one here to do the Music Guy show today, so I'm speaking through this old megaphone that I fashioned out of an oatmeal carton and a piece of string. Now, just tie this up over here. That was Art Mooney, by the way.
To moment, every moment that I live for every moment with you. Just an ordinary day becomes adventure, such sweet adventure I never knew.
That's Matt Monroe in Moment to Moment, 1 minute and 41 seconds of sheer joy for your eardrums today. Well, let's check out on the street and see what's happening with Jerry Cosgrove. As I mentioned earlier, Jerry always has an interesting report, and we'll find out what's happening today.
The deep-throated hum of daily traffic, a slight stench of air pollution, and Jerry Cosgrove somewhere near a busy intersection about to find out what people do with their leisure time. Sir?
Yeah?
Your name is?
Sam Garbanner.
I wonder, Mr. Garbanner, if you'd tell our audience what, if any, hobbies you have.
I'm a numismatist.
A numismatist. That's a coin collector, I believe.
Coins, bills, all kinds of money.
Fascinating. I know our listeners would like to hear how you go about collecting coins and bills.
Glad to. Stick them up.
Huh?
Grab some sky, punk. Now give me all your money. So long.
This is Jerry Cosgrove returning you to our studio.
I gave to my love, but yeah, that was Jimmy Smith. What a great guitar artist he is. Magnificent. Did I say Jimmy? I mean Johnny. Well, Johnny, Jimmy. Let me jot this down so I don't forget about it. There we are. J-O-H-N-N-Y. Well, there's a lot to be said about names. Here's one for you. Oliver Evans. Well, that name means nothing to most of us, yet Oliver Evans has been called one of America's most original inventors. Born in 1755, Evans faced skepticism throughout his 64 years of life. At the age of 14, he had already displayed a consuming curiosity in creative invention. One day his brother told him of a new game. First you fill a gun barrel with water, then you stop both ends and throw it into the fire. Well, the explosion was as forceful as gunpowder. Using the principle behind this simple pastime, Evans later dramatically improved the steam engines of both Newcomen and Watt and was convinced that he'd found a way to build a horseless carriage. And this was in 1773. But in eastern Delaware, no one was interested in steam engines or improvements on them. Evans had convinced no one but himself. When he was 25, he purchased part interest in a mill, and soon he'd perfected five machines, which combined ran the mill without any human help. The first automatic plant in the world. Delaware millers gathered to gaze in awe at the mill that ran itself, but they thought Evans was crazy and they didn't want any part of this invention. Finally, the state agreed to grant a patent if he could convince a committee that his automatic mill was practical. The committee was impressed by his demonstration, and Evans quickly described his idea for steam carriages. Rocked by this fantastic scheme, the group was certain that he was a lunatic or a little weird. He received the patent, however, but was to say no more about horseless carriages. Slowly, his ideas were accepted. And although he died a decade before the first American railroads, he wrote, quote, "Passengers will breakfast at Baltimore, dine at Philadelphia, and sup in New York on the same day." So great was his foresight that now we can substitute London, Rome, and Paris for the three cities mentioned. Oliver Evans, there's a name for you. Another great American inventor whose philosophy was, somehow there must be a way. So let's find it.
Hear my voice where you are. Take a train, steal a car, hop a freight, grab a star. Come back to me. Catch a plane, catch a breeze. On your hands, on your knees. Swim or fly, only please. Come back to me. On a mule, in a jet. Put yourself in a net, but come back to me. Yes, I don't care. This is where you should be. From the hill, from the shore, ride the wind to my door. Then the highway to dust. Break the law if you must. Hear me call. Must I fight City Hall? Here and now, darn it all. Come back to me. What on earth must I do? Scream and yell till I'm blue. Curse your soul. When will you come back to me? Have you gone to the moon or the corner saloon?
Another wowzer from stunning Peggy Lee on the Music Guy Show with G.O. and Come On Back to Me. Well, a lot of things are scheduled for the program today. Right now, we're going to check in with the hidden microphone room and switch.
Our hidden microphone takes us to a busy used car lot.
Can I help you, sir?
Well, I was just looking around.
Well, what exactly did you have in mind?
I don't know. I was looking for something fast in a convertible.
Oh, yes, sir. Right over here. How about this?
Hi.
Yeah, baby, you'll do. Get in.
Thank you.
Eddie Higgins, one of the great piano players, out of Chicago, and Michelle, one of the Beatles tunes. Certainly a great one that we all love here at the Music Guy program. Gary ran out. He'll be back in just a few moments getting set for a few things. Yeah, I've been suffering amnesia lately since I was kicked in the head by a snarling butterfly out in the garden this morning.
This is your offstage announcer telling you and only you that we at this station have not had one single technical difficulty in, oh, I would say maybe 3 or 4. Now, back to the records. Swingers on the Music Guy Show, and music to watch girls by. The great Bob Crewe tune. Well, I think we'll sort of scamper along here with Robbie Porter. He's a very talented young Australian. He's 24 years old and now living in the United States, and he's created quite a sensation. Here's one of the songs that have caused that recently. I haven't got anything better to do.
I need her.
something fantastic, thrilling or new. So if I'm crying, I'm only crying 'cause I haven't got
Porter on the Music Guy program with Gary Owens. And I haven't got anything better to do.
It's time once again for Child Prodigy. And now, our first finalist, little 7-year-old Jimmy Krellman of Sioux Falls, Idaho. Jimmy! Jimmy! And now, our other finalist, little 19-year-old Harold Zuckmeister from New York City. Harold!
Oh, McDougal had a farm with a mo-mo here, and a cow-cow there, and a woof-woof here.
Well, friends, it seems obvious who the winner is. None other than Harold Zuckmeister.
Thank you, sir, a whole lot.
This is your host, Edgar Zuckmeister, saying bye now.
Child Prodigy has been brought to you this week by Zuckmeister's Department Stores. This is the Zuckmeister Broadcasting System.
Paul Smith, what a great talent he is, his 17 magic fingers, and the age-old musical question, Mountain Greenery, on the Music Guy program. Well, you flip the switch there, huh, on the phonograph, sit back and relax. The room is filled with wonderful music. A smile crosses your face as you listen to your favorite goodies. You might say, you're glad they invented records. Well, in this case, they was Emil Berliner, a great American inventor who knew things could be better, and he made them that way. Born and raised in Germany, Berliner entered the United States in 1870. An amateur inventor without any technical education, he finally obtained a job with the Bell Telephone Company. Using his self-taught knowledge of electronics, he developed the microphone in 1877 and discovered other improvements for telephone service. Dissatisfied with the cylinders used on phonographs at the time, he devoted his energy to the development of a simpler type of recording. Finally, he had his answer, the recording disc, which he introduced to the world in 1887, and then went on to perfect a method of making many duplicate records from one master disc. Now, the basic principles of this method are still used by recording companies today. Realizing the entertainment value of his discovery, Berliner predicted that the day would come when singers would earn large sums of money by having their voices recorded. Emil Berliner, another American with the philosophy that somehow there must be a way. So let's find it.
That one, this is Earl C. Festoon again. There was Perthy Face in the orchestra and Georgie Girl. Gary Owens went out into the Music Guy kitchen. He's been back and forth there for 3 days now. We're looking over a cookbook, and he's been cooking a chicken. It says that, well, I'll show it to you. It's right here. It says, cook 1/2 hour to the pound. And Gary weighs 160 pounds, so it ought to take about 5 days at the rate we're going. As long as I'm just sitting here, I'll see what's on the television. Let's see.
And now, the Nauseous Broadcasting Company presents the underwater spectacular, Voyage to the Bottom of the Lake.
Admiral,
What is it, Vane?
There's a monster aboard ship.
What does it look like?
It looks a lot like the monster that got aboard last week.
You use the electronic shockwaves, Vane?
They're gone, Admiral. We used them fighting the monster that got aboard ship 2 weeks ago.
Well, how about punching him in the face?
The monster that got aboard last October smashed both my hands.
Well, then let's crash dive the Sea View. The pressure will subdue the monster.
Admiral, we had to blow up the Sea View to escape a 400-ton killer guppy. This is a rowboat.
But we're underwater.
That's right.
Goodbye, Neil.
Bye.
Fantastic musical explanation, Tulips from Amsterdam, Charles Colello and his orchestra and chorus, here on the Music Guy Show with G.O. Well, it's time to scamper a bit here. I'm in a mood for a lot of records today. How about you? Hank Mancini. And this is from the moving picture Gun, which is a very high caliber picture. A little play on words there for you. It's called I Like the Look.
Thank you.
nice of a fellow and a great guy, Hank Mancini, and I like the look. I have a note here today from Bill, who writes, Dear Gerrish, when are you going to tell the world-famous Buffalo joke again? Well, I suppose I can tell it right now if we have time. There are these two buffaloes walking along in a very, very desolate field. And the one buffalo looks to the other one and he says, I don't care what anybody says. I just heard a discouraging word. Well, I'd paid a quarter for it. It really wasn't worth that much, I guess.
Hi, folks. This is your host, Sheldon Wask, inviting you to listen to Hello There, Stupid, the show that gives fabulous prizes for incorrect answers. And our first dum-dum is a young turnip scraper from Ishpeming, Michigan, Dwayne Fimmerton. Hi, Dwayne.
Hello, Mr. Wask.
Fine. Are you ready for your question?
Yeah.
Good, good. Now, remember, you get one answer and one answer only. Right. If it is incorrect, you will win a house, a car, and $5,000 in cash.
$5,000.
Right. Now, here's the question. What was an often used nickname for American soldiers during World War II? Come on.
G.I.
That's it. G.I. You're right. You lose. Sorry. Well, that's it for today on Hello There, Stupid.
What was the question?
Excited I've heard Barry Como in a long, long time, and looking back, I have a friend here at the music guy department who is so relaxed, he makes Barry Como seem like a nervous wreck. Yeah, just a moment, I'll wake him up and get him on the show. Well, he's asleep again. I guess we'll have to do it on a later program. Let me prop myself up over here. There we are. Incidentally, in today's cast included old Foxy Loxy, Chicken Little, Turkey Lurkey, and Harold F. Pig Jr. in the title role. I'd better put on my costume and get set to run out again, because we're out of time.
Oh,
is the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service. Oh, yeah.